You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, and joining me today is Catherine Lanfer, who is in for John Hockenberry, and we're going to head to Pakistan now to get some reaction on President Pervez Musharraf's resignation today. There are many questions. Will he stay in Pakistan? Who will take his place? And to answer some of those, or at least ask some of those, we're joined by Mark Dummett of the BBC. He's a correspondent there in Islamabad. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
You're welcome. Yeah, no problem.
And what was the reaction today as Musharraf took to the national television airwaves and announced that he's stepping down?
Well, the reaction from the people who support the governing coalition, these parties which won elections in February, and these parties which were then pushing for Musharraf's impeachment on grounds that he had violated the constitution and was guilty of gross misconduct. Well, those supporters, some have been out in the streets of various cities in Pakistan celebrating, dancing in the street. But, you know, the wider reaction really of the Pakistani people is really more one of relief that this issue, which has distracted the attention of the government for so many weeks now, is over, and there's a strong hope that the government can start dealing with you know, these other issues which confront people here, namely the war against religious extremists, which is getting worse, getting bloodier, and the economy, which has been diving in recent months.
And as for Musharraf, will he stay in Pakistan, and do you think that he will no longer serve as a distraction?
Well, we don't know really. He didn't say so in his speech. He said that he was going to leave his future in the hands of the people. Well, it's clearly not in the hands of the people. He'll have a say in the matter. No doubt the government, the military. You know, he's an ex-military leader. They'll be concerned about where he goes next. And so too his allies, particularly the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and also to a lesser extent Britain. They were concerned, as with the military, that he wasn't humiliated by this process. So I don't think that there's a feeling that they'd like to see him put on trial, for example, by this government. There's a feeling that he should be given a way out, a chance to keep his dignity, and that may or may not mean he stays here in Pakistan. Or I think, you know, the feeling amongst journalists and analysts here in Pakistan is that he may at some point in the future, we don't know when, he may move abroad.
Finally, quickly, if you can tell us, what comes next in terms of working towards figuring out who will take his place?
Well, you know, the constitution maps out a way forward. I mean, basically, in the next 30 days, a new president will be elected by the Senate and the provincial assemblies, local government bodies. But it's not going to be really particularly straightforward because the government is dominated by two political parties which came together against Musharraf, but really they can't stand each other. So it's going to be really difficult for them to come up with a single figure. So it's possible that, if not likely, that political disagreement and arguments will really carry on for some time.
So another complicated phase awaits Pakistan. Many thanks, Mark Dummett.
Okay.
Mark Dummett, a BBC correspondent who was coming to us from Islamabad.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.